Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Terry Neese is back. Terry is a longtime 16, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, one of my favorite people on the planet. Nobody has done more as an individual to promote entrepreneurship around the world than our good friend Terry Neese. She's the founder of, this is her most recent project, folks, one of a string of many successful projects to help women, especially, gain their place in the marketplace. She's the founder and the CEO of the Economic Empowerment of Women, the International Institute for Economic Empowerment, IEEW, an organization that I'm proud to have seen from the beginning, and she just had a campaign to run for Congress in Oklahoma, and she's still working hard, and we're glad she's our friend. Terry, welcome back.
Hey, Jim, it's so glad to hear your voice and talk with you.
It's been a while, and
just a lot of great things have been happening around the world.
And it sure has. And by the way, folks, she's a small business owner, a bona fide, everyday small business owner. Hey, Terry, your Economic Empowerment of Women program with Rwanda, also known as Rwanda, some people, and Afghanistan, the work that you've done there for the last 15 years is nothing short of amazing and awesome and legendary. But last year, and folks, this is where she would, her team working in those countries would help women start businesses, become entrepreneurs, learn how to be an entrepreneur, learn how to be a business owner, and you would bring them back to this, to the United States, to become even more educated and to network and to connect to each other. But last year, with the coronavirus, that you took a hit there with terms of getting people back and forth, didn't you?
We did. We knew we could not get the women into the United States due to the COVID situation. And so what did we do? We went virtual. We had an incredible, and by the way, you were one of our speakers on the virtual conference that we had as leadership development. And it was wildly successful. We had many people who addressed the women in Rwanda and Afghanistan. We had around close to 200 people who were on the virtual conversations. It was a 2 or 3 day event, and it just worked. It just everything I think was perfect. And now this is 15 years. We don't know today whether we can bring the women here to the United States in July or not. We're assuming
Do they have access to vaccination over there?
They do. Rwanda is being vaccinated now. There are some vaccinations in Afghanistan, but we could obviously not be able to bring them to the United States unless they have been vaccinated.
Well, see, that's what I was wondering about, because there are some parts of Afghanistan, there's some serious issues against vaccination over there. Rotary International, Rotary Foundation, which I'm a part of, almost single-handedly eradicated polio around the world, except in a few places in Afghanistan and Pakistan. So I wonder about that.
Rotary has done a great job. In fact, Rotary has been helping us. Jim, you're going to be shocked by this, but you know the Small Business Administration here in the United States has women. They have women's business centers.
Right, 110 of them.
Yes. So years ago, it was about, 6 years ago, that I sat down with the mayor of Kigali City, Rwanda,
This is in Africa, folks. Go ahead.
And signed a memorandum of understanding that the city of Kigali would build a women's business center similar to the SBA Women's Business Centers in the United States. Jim, the center is built.
Wow.
And this year, the women who were in our classes, it didn't last long because they had a big COVID surge, but they were in the Women's Business Center early in January going through their classwork.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
I couldn't be more impressed with you than I already am, but to think about, I mean, folks, what you just heard is leadership. And I wish you would go to the website, IEEW.org. Don't go there for one thing. You don't have to read anything to start with. Just go look at the grins and the smiles on the faces of these women from these two countries who in the pictures that they'll be on that website, right on the homepage, to show you how happy. You've never seen business owners grinning from ear to ear like these ladies are. And they're beautiful to start with, and especially the Rwanda women. Their dress is amazing. It's worth the trip, folks. Check it out. See how happy they are. So, but congratulations on that. What's next after on that?
Well, the women have been through classes since January, and by the way, what we did in Rwanda when the surge hit there in January. We immediately went to virtual.
Yeah.
And so we were able to Zoom in Rwanda and get some of the classes done, and then we went back into the Women's Business Center and finished things out. We have graduated all of our women this year. There were around 28, 29 women in our classes in Afghanistan this year, and they graduated over the weekend.
Great.
And the Minister of Industry and Commerce was there to hand out their diplomas. And tomorrow is March 25th, if I'm remembering my dates right now. And March 25th is Rwanda's graduation ceremony.
Wow.
And they will be graduating tomorrow with the mayor of Kigali City. And the mayor of Kigali City graduated from high school from our leader, Chantal, who leads our program.
Yeah, Chantal
in
is great.
City of Kigali.
Yeah. Folks, this is an amazing story. Please go there and check it out. It's a feel good. It'll be a feel good trip for you to go to IEEW.org and support them if you can. I promise you, no money you send to them could be used better anywhere else in terms of helping individuals and promoting world peace. Because I think when we have more women in business, we get a chance to have more peace. Terry Neese, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite people on the planet. And a great leader. She and I will be right back after the break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.